دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وبعدما عاينوا في الأفق من شهوب منقضة وفق ما في الأرض من صنم منقضة وفق ما في الأرض من صنم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. حتى غدا عن طريق الوحي منهزم من الشياطين يقفو إثر منهزم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. كأنهم هرب أبطال أبرهة أو عسكر بالحصى من راحة هرمي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. نبذا بالبعد تسبيح ببطنهما نبذ المسبح من أحشاء ملتقم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. In the session before the Zuhr Salah, we are discussing the various miracles that took place before and upon the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a term that's irhas. These are miracles by divine design to establish the foundation of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In continuing with this, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi says, "Wa ba'da ma ayanu fil ufuq min shuhubin منقضة وفق ما في الأرض من صنم Ufuk refers to the horizons. Shuhub refers to the shooting stars. Munakkab refers to something that breaks. This word is in the Quran Kareem, وَلَا تَنْقُدُ الْأَيْمَانِ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا. And Sanam refers to the idols. The translation is that if even when the kuffar, the disbelievers, they witnessed the shooting stars on the horizon, the stars that were falling just as the idols were falling on earth. The issue of the falling stars and the shooting stars has been discussed. But in these poems, Allama Busairi Rahmatullah, in a very poetic form, he states that just as the shooting stars were falling from the skies, it was as though their target were the idols and the idols were falling down. And one of the miracles, Irhas, miracles before the coming of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the idols were automatically falling down. And this is mentioned in quite a few books of tariq and history. In fact, it is mentioned by the authority of Urwa ibn Zubair, rahmatullah alayhi. Once a group of kuffar, mushrikeen of Makkah, they were worshipping idols, they used to worship idols. So they gathered by a particular idol and started worshipping that idol. That idol capsized. In their presence, that idol that was upright, they expected that idol to fulfill their wishes, their requirements of life. But what could that idol? It couldn't even stand up by itself. It capsized in front of the eyes. So they put it right. Again, that idol capsized. They put it right. Third time in one sitting, that idol capsized. So one person that was there, Osman ibn Huwairis radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a Sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but at that time he was also an idol worshipper. So he addressed his idols and he told the idols, what has happened to you? Why are you falling down like this? So that answer came out from within the idol, in which the idol told, وَخَرَّتْ لَهُ الْأَوْثَانُ تَرًّا وَرْعَدَتْ جَمِيعُ فِجَاجِ الْأَرْضِ بِالشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرَبِ. The meaning of which is that I alone didn't fall down. At this time and point, every idol around the world has fallen down, indicating that Allah the Rasul has come, now there's no time for idol worshipping. And in fact, a group of people went to Najashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the king of Abyssinia at that time. Amr ibn Nufail and his brother, I think, they went to Najashi. So Najashi asked them about the birth of the child, referring to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Amr ibn Nufail and his brother, they said, we were worshipping an idol. And from inside the idol, we heard this idol, a voice coming out in which it says, وُلِدَ النَّبِي فَذَلَّتِ الْأَمْلَاكُ وَنَا الضَّلَالُ وَأَدْرَبَ الْإِشْرَاكُ. The meaning of which is that now the final Nabi, the special Nabi of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has come into the world, and now all kingdoms are going to be humiliated. Dalal, kufr and shirk will turn his back and go away. So Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayh, he refers to this irhas, this miracle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that upon the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as the shooting stars, they fell from the star, from the skies, likewise the idols that were upright, they also fell off. Now it's time for tawheed, there's no time for kufr, there's no time for shirk. And further explaining this, he says, hatta ghada an tariq al wahi munhadimu min ash-shayatin yakfu ithra munhadami. It was a picture that when the shayateen were going up toward the skies and the shooting stars were pelting them, it was like how when there are thieves that are coming and you shoot the bullets, how the thieves one after the other, initially they come to plan that everybody will cooperate with one another, they will help and support one another, but let one thief get the bullet, you see how everybody runs. See, just like that,
That shooting stars, it was like a bullet that hit one shaitan. Now all the shaitan that cooperated with one another, they turned their back and they ran away. They had no himmat, no courage to go up toward the skies. So he speaks about that so much so that the shayateen kept running away from the path of wahi. Now they could not go up toward the skies. They were turning away one after the other. And in explaining how they were turning away, in the coming couplets he presents it, كَأَنَّهُمْ هَرَبًا أَبْتَالُ أَبْرَحَ كَأَنَّهُمْ هَرَبًا أَبْتَالُ أَبْرَحَ أَوْ عَسْكَرٌ بِالْحَصَى مِنْ رَاحَتَيْهِ رُمِي. Translation, as though, you know, the shayateen, when they were going up towards the skies, and when that bullet of the star was hitting them, they were running away as though, in running away, the shayateen were the army of Abraha. Allama Busayri Rahmatullah refers to another miracle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that took place approximately 55 days before the Mubarak birth of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The king of Yemen, Abraha, he had built the equivalent, according to him, the equivalent of the Kaaba in Yemen. You notice that the Arabs, they respected the Kaaba so much, showed so much of reverence to it, making tawaf around the Kaaba, visiting the Kaaba. And since they are the leaders of the time, they should have this honor and build a palace where everybody should come and show respect to them. So he built a palace. One Arab got very angry and upset. It was like a slap on the face, and it was a huge indignation for them that there is an equivalent of the Kaaba. So out of anger, one Arab went and he messed this palace up, and that angered Abraha very, very angry, and he decided to take a huge powerful army in retaliation of showing disrespect to his palace to put the Kaaba Sharif down. And Almighty Allah Tabarakullah refers to this in the Quran Kareem, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. So don't you know, don't you see what Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has done with the army of the elephant? Abraha comes with a huge army and en route Makkah Mukarrama. He comes with a huge powerful army with the biggest of elephants. One famous elephant by the name of Mahmud was right in the front. So some people were captured in between. So one person went by this camel, pulled his ears and told, you dare go in front. You dare go towards the Kaaba Sharif. After this elephant, they tried to take it in front, it turned its back. It goes to a right, it goes to a left, but doesn't want to go in the direction of the Kaaba Sharif. Mahmud. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangoi, Rahmatullah Alayh, my beloved Sheikh, he used to say that Mahmud ne apne naam ki laaj rakhi. Mahmud means beloved. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib's name was also Mahmud. So he says that this camel Mahmud, it looked after his name. It didn't proceed in front. It didn't go in the direction of destroying the Kaaba Sharif. Another interesting incident that took place, that Abraha and his army, they captured the camels of Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Abdul Muttalib, he went and had a meeting with Abraha, or the representative of Abraha, and said, I want my camels. Now, Abdul Muttalib was a person of great respect, dignity, and honor, even from his facial expression. When Abraha saw him, Abraha told to him that when I initially looked at you, you were a person commanding honor and dignity, but I have no more respect for you. So Abdul Muttalib asked him why. He said that we are about to destroy the Kaaba, which you people claim to be the house of Allah, and instead of asking me to desist from that, you're asking for your camel something so lowly. So on that, Abdul Muttalib mentioned, Ana Rabbul Ibil. I'm the owner of the camels. Wa inna lil bayti rabban. And the Kaaba, the house, he's got his own owner. Sayamna'uhu. Allah will look after his house. I'm asking for my camel to give me my camels. Abraha gave back the camels. So Allama Busayri Rahmatullah refers, how the shayateen, they ran away from the path of wahi. It's just like the army of Abraha, that when they went, that's when Almighty Allah Tabarak dispatched birds from the stars, from the skies, and with small pebbles, that killed the entire army of Abraha. Further, he mentions that not only that, أَوْ أَسْكَرٌ بِالْحَصَى مِنْ رَاحَتَيْهِ رُمِيَةٌ. And the shayateen, they were running away from the stars, like how? Like the army upon whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw pebbles. This is indicating to the battle of Badr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in his tent. He's making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And he said, oh Allah, help us and assist us today. It's a final clash between Iman and Kufr. He begs and beseeches Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Finally, when Nabi Kareem comes out from his tent, Allah sends out this wahi, revelation, سَيْهُزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ. That the army of the kuffar, they're going to be defeated. And they're going to turn their backs and they're going to run away. Nabi Kareem is going to take some pebble from the ground. And this is what Allama Busayri is referring to. That you see these pebbles that were in the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they actually made first tasbih in the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi Kareem took these pebbles and threw it in the direction of the enemies. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned shahatil wujuh, which means that go and destroy the faces of the enemies. Mentioned that this pebbles or this sand, it went in the eyes of every non-believer, and that became the beginning of the destruction, disaster, and this was also a miracle. So Allama Busayri says that like how this pebbles that came out from the Mubarak hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the army of Abraha were also destroyed just like that, like how those pebbles came from the stars, from the skies, and destroyed the army of Abraha. Every poem in a very poetic form is linked up to the other. It says, نَبْدَمْ بِهِ بَعْتَ تَسْبِيحٍ بِبَطْنِهِمَا, which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw after the pebbles made tasbih in his Mubarak hands. And then lastly he says, نَبْدَ الْمُسَبِّحِ مِنْ أَحْشَاءِ مُلْتَقِيمِ. Ahsha, it refers to the intestines, the inner part of the stomach. Multaqimi, it is from the scale of iftial, and it means the root word luqma. We all of us know the word luqma, muscle. Multaqimi, that which took a luqma, that which took a muscle. And this is actually referring to the incident of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. That translation is that how those pebbles, they made tasbih in the Mubarak palms of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like how Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown out from the stomach of the swallowing fish. But in referring to Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, they refer to him as a musabbih, as a person who made tasbih, like how those pebbles made tasbih, and it had an effect. Likewise, that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the stomach of the fish made tasbih, and that caused him to come out from the belly of the fish. Now, Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayh, he refers to the different miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 6 miracles, irhas, that indicated that the time has now come for kufr and shirk to come to an end, and now the time has come where the world is now going to experience the beauty and going to experience the sweetness of Iman and the halawat of Iman. But I just want to, before I conclude, the very last portion of this poem. He refers to Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam refers to him as a musabbih, a person who made tasbih. And he refers to an incident where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, wa inna Yunus lamin al-mursaleen. Is abaqa ila al-fulk al-mashhoon, fasahama fakana min al-mudhadeen. Falawla annahu kana min al-musabbihin, lalabitha fi batnihi ila yawmi yub'asoon. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to the tribe of Nainwa. A place, Nainwa, they were the tribe. Small tribe, almost 100,000 people. He got upset with them. He abandoned the tribe and he went away. Took the ship to go on the other side of the ocean. And the ship, they started in very troubled waters. And at that time, it was known that when a ship is in troubled waters, then probably a slave have run away from his master. So they asked, who is that? And everybody witnessed the great personality of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's me. I am the one that ran away from master, which means without the ijazat of Allah, without the permission of Allah, he left the nation and he took the ship to go on the other side of the ocean. They couldn't believe it. One time, two time, three time, they drew a raffle and the name of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam came in. And the solution to the problem was that the person that ran away from his master, he had to jump in the ocean. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam knew he ran away, so to say, from Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah was deep down in his heart. He jumped into the ocean and Allah appointed a huge fish to swallow Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. In the darkness of the night, in the darkness of the ocean, in the darkness of the belly of the fish, after many, many years, everywhere the fish is going, this amanat of Allah, this trust of Allah is in the belly of this fish. And finally, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he makes dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُبَاتِ. Zannoon, Allah speaks about that person who is the person of the fish, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and he makes in a state of grief, in a state of depression, in the darkness, in compound darknesses, darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the fish, he makes dua, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. There's no one worthy of worship but Allah, and I was from among the zalimeen. The moment he made this tasbih, he made this dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah ordered a fish that spew out this amanat of mine back onto the land. And that is what Allama Busairi rahmatullah refers to, that how Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was making tasbih and how that took him out of the challenge of life. Brothers, before I conclude on this, a lesson for us to learn from the spiritual point of view, from the ruhaniyat point of view, that every one of us, we face challenges in life. Who doesn't face challenges in life? Every one of us, we face challenges of life. And for us, people of Iman, we regard these challenges of life as a test of our Iman. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُثِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah is going to test us with hunger, with fear, with decrease of our wealth. Different type of fears that will come into us. It'll grip our heart, put that grief and depression. But Allah says that Ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim wa rahma. Those people at the time of the challenges of life, they turn to Allah. Those people are wrapped up and enveloped in the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ulaika humul muhtadun. Those are the people that are guided. And just ask ourselves this one question. Every one of us are so sensitive to halal, halal meat. Make sure the meat is halal. See whether the logo of this organization is there or logo of that organization is there. We'll go that extra mile to ensure that it is halal. But what is that made that meat halal? That meat before was haram. It wasn't permissible. You couldn't just take the meat of an animal and eat it. What is that made that meat halal? And what that became a means of your consumption and it became a means of your livelihood and you staying alive? It is when you're slaughtering that animal, you have to take the name of Allah. That animal is haram. Now you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. It is that zikr, that the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, that meat which was made haram, with the zikr of Allah, that meat which was haram, now Allah made it halal. Now when that zikr of Allah became a means for the eating that meat, that is a means of our survival, how much more will the zikr of Allah not be a means of our spiritual survival? And every one of us, eat time is coming. Everybody, some of them want to exchange bottles of itar, this bottle, that bottle, and look at the bottle, subhanallah. Sometimes you wonder that the price of the bottle is more expensive than the itar itself. It looks so nice. The covering of it also, that it's so beautiful, so nice, you don't know whether you should throw the covering away, whether you should keep it away. Meanwhile, the maqsood is not the bottle, the maqsood is the itar in the bottle. Give somebody an empty bottle, but a very nice, beautiful bottle, they're not going to care about it. They think it's an embarrassment. The main thing is the itar. The most important thing in our vessels, in our body, is not our outer structure, it is what is inside us. The itar of the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That itar that is there, that fragrance of the zikr of Allah, that is what invokes the malaika to come to you. And in one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned that إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَرْتَأُ. When you pass by the gardens of Jannah, pluck the fruits of the gardens of Jannah. Sahaba asked, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ? What is Riyadul Jannah? Now every one of us, when we go to Madina Munawara, we are so sensitive when we go to Riyadul Jannah, we can get Riyadul Jannah here also. So Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is Riyadul Jannah? Nabiya Kareem starts to mention, Hilaqun Zikr, gatherings of Zikr, that is Riyadul Jannah. And the fruit of that is joining and taking part in the Zikr. So Allah give us a tawfiq. Month of Ramadan at night, the zikr program that's taking place is actually you coming to a garden of paradise. You come into Jannat without paying any fee. And you're getting the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You know that it is mentioned in one hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, La tuqamu sa hatta yuqal Allah Allah. Qiyamah will never come until there's a single person saying Allah Allah. Now imagine when we are saying Allah Allah, how can the Qiyamah of our hearts come? Our hearts will be alive. When the world is going to be alive by saying Allah Allah, when we are saying Allah Allah, so why won't the world of our heart be alive? And before I conclude, you see, you have an old friend, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and suddenly you pick up the phone and you try to listen. The person says, Assalamu alaikum, how are you, bhai? You recognize my voice. And you apply your mind, and then the person tells you, oh, I'm so and so person. You remember we met 40 years ago. Subhanallah. What happens to the heart of the individual? One friend 40 years ago, he thought about you. And that this, the impression of this particular call will probably last with you for the rest of your life. Here, we in this dunya and we're calling unto Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When we appreciate people calling us and making phone calls to us, that when we turning to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, will Allah not make qadar of that? This is what Allah says. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran kaseera. That faskuruni azkurkum. You make a telephone call to me with zikr. You remember me. I will also remember you. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.